The Rose Cross Ritual. It is imperative that all the exercises on all of these tapes be performed regularly. Sooner or later, some salutary results may follow. You might then wish to offer up a prayer of thanksgiving at the opening of each practice session. Use your own imagination and ingenium to compose the kind of prayer that suits you and your own beliefs, rather than follow slavishly some already existent prayer, no matter how excellent it may be. I am he, the bornless spirit, having sight in the feet, strong and the immortal fire. I am he, the truth. I am he who hate that evil should be wrought in the world. I am he that lighteneth and thundereth. I am he from whom is the shower of the life of earth. I am he whose mouth ever flameth. I am he the begetter and manifester unto the light. I am he the grace of the world. The heart girt with a serpent is my name. Facing east, inscribe the Rose Cross. Yeshua, Yehovah Shah. Circle to the south. Trace the Rose Cross. Yeshua. Yehovah Shah. Now draw the Rose Cross of the West. Yeshua. Yehovah Shah. Make the Northern Rose Cross. Yeshua. Yehovah Shah. Complete the circle to the center of the Eastern Rose Cross. Relax. Face the east, touch the Rose Cross, and trace the Rose Cross at mid-ceiling. Yeshua. Yehovah Shah. Turn and touch the Western Rose Cross. Inscribe the Rose Cross below. Yeshua. Yehovah Shah. Complete your circle to center on the Rose Cross of the East. Relax. Face south. Touch the Rose Cross and again make the mid-ceiling Rose Cross. Yeshua. Yehovah Shem. Turn to touch the Rose Cross of the North. Inscribe the Rose Cross on the floor below. Yeshua. Yehovah Shem. Relax. Form a cross with the arms extended and pray. Unto thee, soul wise, soul eternal, and soul merciful one, be the praise and the glory forever, who has permitted me, who now standeth before thee, to enter thus far into the sanctuary of thy mysteries, not unto my name, but unto thine be the glory. Let the influence of thy divine ones descend upon my head, and teach me the value of self-sacrifice, so that I shrink not in the hour of trial, but that thus my name may be written upon high, and my genius stand in the presence of the Holy One, in that hour when the Son of Man is invoked before the Lord of Spirits, and his name in the presence of the Ancient of Days. Amen. Be seated. Relax within the mystical sphere. Meditate quietly. If your mind wanders, gently bring it back. O Lord of the universe, the vast and the mighty one, ruler of the light and the darkness, we adore thee and we invoke thee. Look thou with favor upon me, who now standeth before thee, and grant thine aid unto the highest aspirations of my soul, that I may be enabled to accomplish the great work, to the glory of thine ineffable name. Amen. Try not to let your mind wander. I am he, the born of spirit, having sight in the feet, strong and the immortal fire. I am he, the truth. I am he who hates that evil should be wrought in the world. I am he that lighteneth and thundereth. I am he from whom is the shower of the life of earth. I am he whose mouth ever flameth. I am he, the begetter and manifester unto the light. I am he, the grace of the world. The heart girt with a serpent is my name. Come thou forth and follow me, and make all spirits subject unto me, so that every spirit of the firmament and of the ether, upon the earth and under the earth, on dry land and in the water, of whirling air and of rushing fire, and every spell and scourge of God the vast one, shall be obedient unto me.